In our last study, we were looking at the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10. And you remember we were talking about the fact that the primary thrust of that parable is the fact that when the commandment says you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and you remember the lawyer was trying to evade his responsibility by saying, well, who's my neighbor? And of course, many of the Jewish people at that time simply believed that applied to their own race, to their own people. And it didn't apply to the Gentiles. That here the Lord gives this parable to emphasize the fact that anyone, any human being, any person that needs my help, I should help. Any man, any woman, any child is my neighbor. All are made in the image of God. And I hope that this has been perhaps really speaking to your own heart. We all tend to have prejudice. We all tend to have race prejudice. I think it's quite fitting that you be thankful for your own race and glad for it. It's another thing to put down other races and to in any way feel that you are superior. And here the emphasis of this passage is that God loves all, and that we should be concerned and show love toward all. And perhaps part of our problem sometimes is a lack of familiarity with others, and hence a suspicion. Maybe if you're a white family, you've never had a black family in your home. And there tends to be, uncertainty, and you feel ill at ease. Might be a good thing if you invited some black family to your home for hospitality. And the reverse is true as well. Maybe other races, Spanish speaking or whatever. But certainly the emphasis of this passage is that God hates partiality, and that if someone says he's going to follow the teaching of the scripture, this is something that hits this and hits it hard. God values every man. Now today I want to look at the parable as an allegory, and let's read it again. Jesus replied and said, a certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him, and went off leaving him half dead. And by chance a certain priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion, and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the next day he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him. Whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you. And then Jesus asked the question, which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands? Now, there are many parallels here to what the Lord Jesus has done for us. And I want to think of it as an allegory here. The man who fell among thieves, the man who was beaten, and who was left to die by the side of the road, can certainly be a picture of the sinner who is broken and defeated by sin. Sin's a destroyer. Satan is called the destroyer. And wherever sin flourishes, if I allow it to flourish in my life, it brings destruction, it brings heartache, it brings pain, it brings sorrow. And this man, lying beside the road, beaten, bleeding, dying, is certainly a picture of the sinner. It pictures me before I came to know the Lord. I heard a man recently give his testimony. He came to know the Lord, and he said before that, he said, I was just utterly confused. Life had no meaning. He said, I was thinking of taking my own life. I was just a very confused person. And he said, I don't know where I would be today if I had not come to know the Lord Jesus. And this was 10 years ago, he accepted him. And so it's a wonderful thing to come to know Christ. And the sinner here, I think, is pictured by this man broken here by the robbers. And as you think of your own life, I'd like to say to you that unless you come to know the Lord Jesus, your life is being broken by sin. Ultimately, you're going to die, and on the other side, there's nothing but an eternity away from God in the place of eternal punishment. Sin is a destroyer. Sin is destructive. Sin breaks up homes. Sin divides husbands and wives. Sin leads people to become alcoholics. And sin destroys physically and spiritually and morally in every area. Sin is a destroyer. And let me say to you, if as you're listening to me, you've never really turned to the Lord, and you don't know your sins are forgiven, I'd like to just say that that sin that you're living in ultimately will destroy you. It will destroy you. I'm thinking now of a girl that I knew who had really become messed up. She'd gotten into drugs. She became promiscuous as far as sex was concerned. And then she just came to the point where there was no self-respect. There was no motivation for living. There was nothing left. And she became suicidal, and she tried to take her life time and again. And she was in a psych ward in a hospital when a couple of Christians met her and began to talk to her and pointed her to the Lord Jesus. And I prayed with her after that. And time and again I've heard this girl, who was really at the point of self-destruction, thanking God for having healed her, thanking God for his salvation, thanking God for his rescue, because otherwise she was without hope. And this is the picture of every sinner. And some of us, you know, get along without too much pain through much of life. But ultimately, sin will destroy you. And let me say that I'm not talking here just about these gross sins. You may be just a very respectable person with a good job and caring for your family and all the rest, but if you leave God out of it, and if you're just self-sufficient and going your own way, you are just as much a slave of sin as the man who is a chronic alcoholic and whose life is falling apart. You too need Christ desperately. But the man then, lying by the side of the road, broken. Interesting that Jesus spoke of the priest and the Levite passing by. Jesus didn't have a very high opinion of the organized religion of his day. If you read Matthew 23, he blasted those religious teachers. He said, "You're hypocrites, you're whitewashed tombs. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites." You know, strong words. And here he pictures religion as not really having a care for this man, going by, too interested in its own welfare, in its own preservation. And it's an indictment, really, of organized religion that passes by the sinner with no hope, no message. Without the gospel, you may have all the religion you wish. You may have a fancy building, and you may have an eloquent preacher. But without the gospel of God's grace, that religion is impotent. It's powerless. It's unable to help. And this is how he pictures these two now, the priest and the Levite, passing by. Then he pictures this man who's a Samaritan. And a man who comes with compassion. He hears the man. He sees the man. And he's moved with compassion. I like that. He feels his heart just go out to this person. That's the heart of our Savior. That's the heart of the Lord Jesus. I wish today that you, if you've never come to know God's love for you, that somehow His love would just grip you, that it would just overwhelm you, the love that God has for you. Now, Jesus showed that love repeatedly to people. People would come to Him that were despised and outcast. A woman who's a harlot comes and weeps at His feet, and Jesus looks at her with love and compassion, not with a sense of revulsion and rejection. A man comes who's a leper, unclean, he had to cry as he stood outside the city. Jesus touches him, makes him whole. And constantly the Lord Jesus looked at people with compassion and concern and love. That's His heart. In one place it says He looked at the multitudes and He had compassion. He says they're like sheep without a shepherd. What a heart of love He had for people then. And He's the same. He's the same today. The Scripture says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that same heart of compassion is reaching out to you today. God loves you. And if there's any doubt about it, the Lord Jesus has proven that love by going to the cross, and as He hung there, bleeding, dying for your sins, suffering for you, His heart was full of love for those around Him. He looked at those who nailed Him to the cross, and He could say, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." He prayed. He cried out to God for His enemies. And you remember He turned to the one thief who repented and said, "Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." What a heart of love. That Samaritan going to this man in his need certainly is a picture of God's love, of Jesus' love for the human race. While he dies, the Samaritan didn't die, but he did endanger his life by going to help him. He might have exposed himself to that same robber band. And Jesus went into death and died in order that we might be saved. I hope you've put yourself in His hands. He's the one who can heal you. And He's the one who, too, after you're beginning to be healed, will take you to a place where you can continue the healing process. And I believe the inn there is somewhat a picture of the local church where God's people will show love and concern for the sinner who's been wounded and now is beginning to heal. I trust you've come to know His healing in your life.